Welcome back to Magnetic North, where I'm in a spot of bother with ducks, my ducks primarily. Although with the sheer number of mallards that show up for breakfast, lunch, and dinner on my driveway, I'd never know if a migrating stray dropped in for a square meal. It started small, as all hot messes do. Last winter found my duck population quite pitiful. Only two laying ducks, four domestic drakes, three wild drake mallards, and one lone female mallard. Oh, and then there's the faux domestic drake, a mallard who weaseled his way into the chicken and duck run. The cozy coop with its 6 inches of sweet, warm straw was his reward for leaving the wild. But his punishment was harsh. The domestic ducks wanted nothing to do with him. Shunned by the females, pummeled by the drakes, his feathers soon lost their brilliant color and sheen. A clear case of mallard adaption. Sorry, I just couldn't resist that one. So when most Cook County folks were poring over seed catalogs, I was up to my dewlaps and hatchery offerings. I ended up ordering 3 blue Swedish female domestic ducks and 10 female mallards. Now, I don't have anything against males, but when drakes outnumber the females by 3 or more, it's not a pretty sight. The one wild female that overwintered with her 3 consorts put up with all sorts of abuse last spring. So much so that I finally lost it one fine day after what seemed like hours of duck porn viewing out my kitchen window. I ran into the backyard wielding a broom and shrieking for all the neighbors to hear, "Fly, you hussy, fly. I know you can. I've seen you do it." Well, the duck's endurance paid off. In late May, she hatched out 11 ducklings. Nesting under the back steps, out of view for weeks, I'd given her up for lost when lo, she paraded the lot up over the deck and into the sunny drive. By that time, my new gaggle of ducklings were in a brooder inside the garage. Oh dear. 11 plus 10 plus mom and the 2 domestic girls, plus the males, let's see, oh, brother, more than 2 dozen ducks? Well, I reassured myself and friends, most of them will fly off in the fall. Sadly, 2 of the wild ducklings were taken by a hawk, and 1 of the ordered mallards failed to thrive. Then the 2 adult domestics got picked off by something. Nature appeared to be cutting me a break, but no. On July 30th, Mother Mallard appeared with 9 more ducklings in tow. So cute, so adorable, so hungry. Just about then, the new ducks from the hatchery were ready to release on the pond. I bundled them into 3 cat carriers and carried them down, knowing that once they got on the water and away from the featherless monster who so rudely grabbed, squeezed, and imprisoned them was out of sight, I might never see my little charges up close again. That night, I tippy-toed to the pond's edge to check on them. Gone. Gone. Only the wild ducklings and the spring porn stars swam in the moonlight. Crushed, I went about my evening chores, closing up barn and coop, and surprise, surprise, the newly released youngsters were waddling about in the wildflowers by the chicken run, waiting to be let back into the coop. Amazed, I shone the flashlights on each little beak, counting 1, 2, 3, 11. Aha! My old nemesis, the wild drake who would not live wild, had rounded up the newbies and convinced them that the good life lay not in freedom, but in the sure thing of the well-heated chicken coop. But did I open the door to the run? Did I go all soft and mushy at the return of my little darlings? I did not. Hardening my heart, I left them there in the dark. Well, I did put a little feed out and a motion sensor light so as to startle any passing predator. But I had the new babies to think about, didn't I? Mother Mallard didn't do as well with her second brood. Only 4 of the 9 made it to adulthood. But those, added to all the others, gobble up more than 3 pounds of scratch feed a day. More, if they can skinny into the garage and hit the tray of food set out for my retired hens. All you have to do is stop feeding them and they'll leave, more than 1 acquaintance has told me. Well, tell that to any parent of a kid who no longer looks anything like a baby nor eats like one. It's easier said than done. My fervent hope is that when the pond freezes, most of the mallards will indeed fly away. The hussy and the mallard adaptive drake will probably stay, leaving me with a manageable number of females in the coop, laying eggs that turn ordinary baked goods into tender fluff. Duck eggs do that, you know. At least, that's what I expect. Not plan, no. I know better than that. Annie Lamott, who wrote Bird by Bird, once said, "If you want to make God laugh, tell her your plans." Amen to that, sister. I only expect. And I keep those expectations way, way low. For WTIP, this is Vicki Biggs Anderson with Magnetic North.